Welcome back to the Mindful Presenter Truth Series, Truth 11. There are only three key measures of success. When it comes to business presenting, if you want to know how successful, how impactful your presentation was, there are only three key measures. The first is asking your audience how much and what they remember from your presentation. The second is how they feel, how you made them feel. And the third measure is what are they going to do now as a result of that presentation. Can you imagine the power of those questions? What do they remember? How do they feel? What are they going to do now? That's all you need to know. So every time you give any presentation, if you want to know how well it works and what you need to change in the future, if anything, then find your audience just a few hours after you finish the presentation or the next day and ask them those three questions. What do you remember? How did you feel? And what are you going to do now? Let me give you an example of how it works. I've seen real evidence of this going horribly wrong, shall we say. This is why it's so critical. It was just before the lockdown. You know those days long gone by when we actually went into businesses and training rooms and we worked with people face to face, not just this Zoom and team stuff. Well, I was working with a group, six people, typical size, normal size for an in-house workshop. And halfway through our workshop, our presentations, public speaking skills workshop, I heard this noise going on outside next door, the room next door. And so I said to my group, oh my word, it's a bit noisy next door. What do you think's going on? One of the delegates said, oh, Morris, it's the last Friday of the month. So I said, yeah. They said, well, the last Friday of every month, we have a huddle. I said, a huddle? I said, what on earth's a huddle? They said, you know. I said, no, I don't. What's a huddle? I had this image of some kind of American football thing. So they said, no. A huddle is when some of the senior managers and exec, they come up to the top floor and they share some ideas and information and it's all supposed to be rah-rah and inspirational, all that kind of stuff. So I thought, wow, do you want to go? They said, well, it's up to you. It's your workshop. Now, I wanted to go because keep in mind, I'm coaching and training presentation skills. What better opportunity than to see what their own senior people are doing next door and to bring it back into the room and to analyze it? So we did. I asked them how long it was going to be. They said it's normally about 30 minutes or so. So we went. It wasn't 30 minutes, it was 45 minutes long. And everybody was standing, no seats. There were about 60 people there. Apparently it's a voluntary thing. So 60 people standing. At the end of this 45 minutes huddle, I got my group back into the training room as quickly as I possibly could, because I had some questions for them. Now, they'd only just sat down, so seconds transferring from room to room, they sat down and I said, okay, you've just given up 45 minutes of your life, which you'll never ever get back. It's gone forever. So tell me this, what do you remember from those 45 minutes? Everybody looked a bit blank and some looked down at their feet. And then somebody said, yeah, I remember something. So I said, great, what was it? They said, I remember, the exec said, we're doing some really good charity work. And I'm really pleased that we're doing that. It sounds brilliant. I said, yeah, great. What charity was it? They didn't remember. Can you believe that? They did not remember what the charity was, but thought it was brilliant, thought it was good work. Somebody else said, I remember something. I said, okay, shoot. They said, I remember. They told us that one of our products is flying off the shelf. That's what they said, flying off the shelf. I said, yeah, I remember that too. Which one was it? Do you remember? No, they did not remember which product was flying off the shelf. What's that all about? I then said, okay, because nobody else responded, nobody else remembered anything. I said, how do you feel? How do you genuinely feel now after that 45 minutes? Only one person responded out of six. One guy had the courage to say, Morris, I'll tell you how I feel. I said, great. He said, I'm glad it's all over because my back is killing me where we stood up for so long. That was it. That's all he felt. Six people. That's what they remembered. That's what one person felt. It's happening. It's real. That huddle clearly wasn't very huddly. Do you agree? My point is, it's a sanity check, but it's a critical sanity check. So each time you present, make it your business to understand what you want your audience to remember in the first place. So set that intention. What do you want them to feel? We talked about this before under ditching, informed, and engaged, but you have to do much more than that. And what do you want them to do? Now, in that particular example, can you imagine they're not going to do anything as a result of that 45 minutes? They didn't remember anything and didn't feel anything. So check in with that. Each time you present, make sure afterwards you find some of your audience members a few hours afterwards or the next day and ask them those three questions. Every single time, no exceptions. I promise you, it will serve you incredibly well for the rest of your presentation career. Happy huddles. Thank you.